The first Mishnah in the Masechta had said that on the 15th day of Adar, they go out to take care of Tzarchei Rabim, Va'osin called Tzarchei Rabim. So the Gemara at the beginning of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph just defines what is Tzarchei Rabim. So he uses the source of Chol HaMoed, where we discuss Tzarchei Rabim, to define what is Tzarchei Rabim for our purposes as well. So it talks about Dinei Mamonis, Dinei Nefashos, Dinei Makos, Dua Podin Erechim, Vecharabim, Hekdeshos, all of this is included in Tzarchei Rabim. So the Gemara raises the question, why would be that on Chol HaMoed we would have to mark the graves, and on Chol HaMoed we would have to remove Klayim if we just did it on the Tesva of Adar, if we just did it during Chodesh Adar, meaning that's defined as Tzarchei Rabim that we do in Chodesh Adar, and again, it's something that we do again in Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara explains that when it comes to removing Klayim, maybe we remove Klayim in Chol HaMoed when it's very late to grow. So when it was Tesva Vada, it was too early to remove the Klayim. And when it comes to marking graves, the rainy season is not over yet. So maybe they marked the graves in the middle of Chodesh Adar, and then it got all washed away, so they needed to mark the graves again. And that leads into a whole discussion all about Tziyun Kvaros. The Gemara discusses what the source of Tziyun Kvaros, where do we find that it says anywhere that you have to mark off graves. So it's a Pasuk Tamei Tamei Yikra, the Gemara quotes as one of the two possible sources, that the Tumah should, as it ki'ilu, it's calling out to you, it should let you know when it's there. So the way we allow the Tumah to call out is by marking it off. Or it's based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel that refers directly to a Tziyun, which we assume refers to Tziyun Kvaros. The Gemara then mentions the idea that when they would be Mitzayin the Kever, they wouldn't make the marking right on top of the Kever, because then it would be too late. By the time you hit the marking, you're already Tamei. They would put it next to the Kever, but it would be on both sides of the Kever, and the area in between would be the Tamei area. If you happen to find an area that's plowed in between, so they would never have plowed a grave, then you have to assume that each Tziyun is directly above a separate grave, that there are two separate graves there, and the area in between is in fact Tahar. Then the Halacha Beis, the Mishnah tells us what the Shluchei Beis Din would do with the Klayim. So at first they would rip up the Klayim that they found in people's fields and just throw it in front of them. And people would say, thank you, thank you, thank you for weeding my field for me, and thank you for providing me with all this delicious food that you just put on my table. So they realized maybe that's not the best idea. So instead they ripped it up and they threw it out in the street. So then they only said thank you one time. Thank you for weeding my field. They didn't have the food available, but they said thank you for weeding my field. So they realized that wasn't the best idea. So they decided to be mafkir the people's fields. So that worked a lot better. And the Gemara says, this obviously works midin hefker beis and hefker. Where do we get the idea that you can do such a thing, that there's such a concept of hefker beis and hefker? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk, kol asher lo yavel l'shosh sayamim ba'atzasorim v'azkenim yachram kol ruchusho. We see that beis and is authorized to make something hefker. The Gemara quotes two possible sources of how we know that when something is made hefker by Beis Din, that the produce is going to be pater from Meiser, and that's the rest of Halacha Beis, is discussing those two possible sources, how we know that it's going to be pater from Meiser. On Amud Beis, Halacha Gimel, the third Mishnah, tells us about the Shulchani, where the money changers would sit to give people the hint that it's time to change the money. So on the 15th day of Adar, there would be Yoshev B'Medina. They would just be around. You would find them if you needed to change any money for the Machsa Shekel. On Chaf Hei, they would go into the Migdash. They were Yoshev B'Migdash. And once they were Yoshev B'Migdash, they already started pressuring people by taking a Mashkon, by taking a collateral, to make sure that people would give the Machsa Shekel. And the Mishnah describes who they would take a Mashkon from. From Levim, from Yisraelim, from Gerim, from Avadim Meshucharim, but they would not take a mashkon from Nashim, from Avadim Uktanim. Then the Mishnah quotes a machlokas, do Kohanim have to give Machsa Shekel? Rabbi Yehuda says that Heid ben Bukhri biYavne kol kohen sheshokel eino chote. If a kohen wants to give Machsa Shekel, there's nothing wrong with that. It's okay. He's allowed to do it. But the implication is clearly that he doesn't have to do it. So Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, lo ki el kol kohen sheeino shokel chote. No, it's not that he's allowed to do it. If he doesn't do it, then he's a sinner. Then he's doing something terrible. He absolutely must do it. And any kohen who doesn't want to do it is just making a drush on his own. The chap that he came up with on his own is that since there's a halacha that any carbon that belongs to a kohen is supposed to be entirely burnt, so how can we participate in buying the karbanos hatzibur, the lechem apanim, Shalim and the Shtei Alechem, those things need to get eaten. So if we participate in buying them, it's going to be partially owned by Kohanim, the whole thing's going to have to get burnt. So better for us not to give our money, we'll keep our money, we're not going to give them Achzor Shekel. But they're only being Dorish that Liatzman, that is not a proper drasha, argues Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So the Gemara just goes through the machlokas back and forth, what each shita holds in terms of why they would be chayiv and why they would not be chayiv to give them Achzor Shekel. And then the Mishnah on the bottom on the Halacha Dalid talks about that we're mekabel the machzor shekel from nashim avadim ketanim, but not from a nachri and a kuti. And it's going to give rules. We're going to see at the beginning of tomorrow's year when we are mekabel from a nachri and a kuti, and when we're not mekabel. When we are mekabel from people in general, and when we're not mekabel from this.